Gen AI and the SDLC is infrastructure now, and every one of your engineers pick their own. Your backend team wants a CLI tool from an 18-month-old startup. Your front-end team wants a VS Code fork from a company rethinking its go-to-market strategy. Your platform team wants a web IDE from a 14-month-old vendor. And Carl is building his own on nights and weekends, and you have not forwarded any of this to your security chief or legal too. Pick SDLC infrastructure your board can defend in 2028, not the tool with the best demo today. In 2008, you bought SAP, not because it was the best, but because your senior engineer should not be building shopping carts. Some engineers complained for 6 weeks. The board promoted you because you shipped. The same decision is in front of you now. Local first tools require each engineer to become their own platform administrator, consuming 20% of your most expensive talent on platform engineering instead of customer problems. Carl's custom build locks you into 2025 models permanently and requires ongoing maintenance overhead that your board will not approve once they see the cost. Infrastructure vendors get acquired and immediately jack up pricing 400% because they can. The hot startup with the best CLI has been in business for 18 months, shorter than the office sublease you're still paying for that sits empty since COVID. Frontier models are the competitive differentiator in 2028. You need a platform that provides access to leading models as they emerge. If your platform cannot do that without requiring Carl to rebuild the context retrieval system, you're building on a depreciating asset. If that exciting startup actually becomes the winner by 2028, your board will completely understand when you pivot to them then. We picked proven infrastructure in 2025 and are migrating now that they have demonstrated enterprise viability is a story boards love. Which AI vendors your engineers are using today have existed longer than your current office lease?